Jessa never really had a rebellious phase because how the shit. Her mom was a very liberal city lady with a bunch of different just eccentric friends and situations in a theater, all of this other stuff. And her father was a rural country boy who's less conservative than he was. But, like, at the time, a little bit more.
Yeah, he's...
But, like, I'm like, I don't know how she would rebel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She dyed her hair purple once. Like, it was like... What
she chose was becoming even better in theater than her mom.
Well, I mean, wasn't that the...
Shit, she did. Fuck. Both mad and proud at the same time.
What was... It wasn't... Family Ties? Is that the one that...
The hippie parents and then Alex P. Keaton is... Yeah.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
I was about to say Family Matters, and I was like, no, it's not Family Matters.
No, Family Ties. Different one.
Ties. Yep, Family Ties. Yep.
Yeah, like, that was the whole... His whole thing.
His whole thing, but I don't think Jessa could do that, given who she is as a person. Like, there's just...
has to go goth. If your mom's a hippie and your dad's a farmer, you gotta go goth. That's all you got.
I mean, I did go through a goth phase. She could have some of my old clothes. I'd be supportive.
Borrow your makeup,
Show her how to do proper safety pinning.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we record a podcast?
We have been. Greetings, okay. Apropossy. Buckle up for the sex. It's okay. The Apropos podcast.
With your hosts,
Tulsa,
James.
Welcome, Apropossy, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Tulsa,
James.
And Jenna. I fixed it. Don't worry about it.
Tulsa, you had that moment that I sometimes have when I'm in a rush and I get in my car and I go to buckle up, but it gets stuck because I'm trying to pull it too fast. Like, that, you got to buckle up.
Yeah.
Thank you. Fuck.
Honestly, I'm not sure if you just said that.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd just reiterate.
Just to make sure.
I want people to know what podcasts they're listening to.
Salsa.
Don't want anyone to be surprised. And Jenna.
God
what
damn.
Are we drinking?
Different things. So, Jenna, go ahead and...
Yeah, so... The boys are beering again.
Mm-hmm.
And this is likely to happen for a while, no worries. I am enjoying a Cranberry Craze Angry Orchard.
Hell yeah.
That I put just a little touch of two gingers into because I've had a fucking weekend, and I'll tell you about that later. Cheers, bitches.
Mm. Cheers.
It's like a Cranberry Johnny Jump Up. And
Woohoo!
Mmm. So very what I needed.
Excellent.
James and I are drinking a beer from a brewery that I visited that I shall tell you about a little
Dude
bit more.
Does not narrow it down.
I know, right? Well,
that
went to a brewery?
Yes.
The hell you say?
I have never been to this one. I had never heard of this one. This one was a new one for me, but it is Torg Brewery.
I've heard of Torg.
Yeah, in Spring Lake Park, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And we are drinking Motorsvat, which is a Belgian.
Okay.
While
you're sipping that, Torg Brewing is a place where I can't remember if it's Fantastic Voyage or Jester's.
Jester's.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, they do shows there frequently.
Mm-hmm. And
that's so
after I went to their website, I learned many of the. Oh yeah, it's real tasty. The one I had the other day with my brother-in-law was their smoked wheat with blood orange. And
Wow.
Fuck, that was good. It wasn't.
Your words are voodoo.
It wasn't super smoky. It was just subtly smoky.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of smoke on the breeze with that blood orange citrus.
Kind of like the edge of a prairie fire.
Yeah. Just like a campfire. Just beautiful.
Nice.
But yeah, it was really good. But we were up in Fridley in that area because the kids were at a birthday party.
Yeah.
And
sorry.
And we were just like, you know what? We're going to drop off the kids and we're going to go get a cocktail.
Safety meeting.
Exactly. So we, you know, we and the parents of the kids were just like, oh, you should try this cocktail lounge up over here. It's really good. We recommend it and stuff like that. And it's like, cool. So we're driving there, and on the way there, we pass this brewery. Wow. And it's just like, well, I'm actually not familiar with that one. And so we get to the place, and we're having our cocktails, and I Google it, and I look it up. And it's Torg is Old Norse. Mm-hmm. For like public meeting place or something like that. Yeah, which is really cool. And then looking into it a little bit more, and it's like, oh, the owner, the people that started the brewery, it's a couple, a married couple, and the guy had been in the army for like 30 years. And so, if you're an active military service member. Or reservist or anything like that, you can get a free membership for life.
Oh.
Like, they lean into that, like,
nice.
Want to return, you know, veterans things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, at this point in time...
And nowadays, that's actually one of the few perks you got left.
But at the moment in time, again, all we knew, we had found out about it 2 minutes ago, and all we knew is it was run by a guy that used to be in the military, and it had an old Scandinavian name.
Right.
And James is fine pegged on what. Oh. Now we get to play the game.
Oh.
Nerd or Nazi?
Yeah. America's least favorite, but
still very important.
Still
game.
Very important.
Still relevant game.
Yeah. So after much Googling and researching and looking at reviews and everything like that, I am happy to report it's the former.
Yay!
Big nerds.
Good.
They, Jenna said, they have improv nights. Jesters does improv nights there.
Mm-hmm.
They have. On their walls, they have all sorts of, like, Lord of the Rings art and, like, Monty Python references.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And they have the last Saturday of every month is their Pints and Paints night, where you bring in your Warhammer miniatures
and
paint them as you have a drink. And as, you know, after we got cocktails, we drove past it again on the way to pick up the kids, and I stopped in to grab the crawlers. And as I walked in one of their nooks in the back, there was some guys playing Warhammer back there.
Nice.
And they this place is full of nooks. Like the layout of this place
it's nooky.
Yeah, it's very nooky. But in every little crevice and cranny, there's like board games hiding and nerdy references and things like that all over the place. They've got this big mural with trolls on it, and it was just like this guy's just a nerd.
Beautiful.
They do European style beers. They do some. Again, lots of nerdy things. They have these game nights. They have these trivia nights. They have a bingo night. They have a D&D night. Have, you know, this painting night and stuff like that. They've got one of their side rooms is like got like pinball machines and stuff in it. You know, video games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This place is just really nerdy. And I'm talking to the guy while he was filling my growlers, who was just like, oh no, you're a beer nerd too.
Good to know.
Yeah, no. Thoroughly impressed. Walked away with a fantastic. Thankfully, the tiny red flags at the beginning were false flags.
Good.
The red herrings. highly recommended. Check out their smoked wheat with the blood orange because that's fantastic. Really, really good.
Does sound very good. This is also.
Yes. This is
rather good.
But,
yeah.
But yeah, no. Highly recommended. I was tasting the various ones, and I was like, can I taste just a little taste of the... It's called the Bloody Night, is this.
Huh.
And he's like, well, here's the problem. The base for that is called the Noble Night, which is their smoked wheat.
All right.
And he goes, it's like a cocktail. I add the blood orange when I make the drink.
Oh.
Okay.
And I know how much to add to a pint, and I know how much to add to a crowler. But to just give you a taste.
Huh.
Right.
I'm not going to give you the right amount. So it's right not going to taste like what you're going to get. So,
I would love to, but I can't.
So he was just like, so here is the base, And now picture it with a little bit of... It was just like...
Imagine, if you will.
But I 100% like completely appreciate his honesty and like his... Oh, sure. You know,
also, that's wild. That's so cool.
Yeah. And really, really tasty.
Nice.
Mm.
So, yeah. We're just like, yeah, we're going to have to get together some friends to go to a trivia night or a Jester's or something like that.
Oh, and, I would go to a Jester's.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm. Worth a look. But yeah, Torque Brewing. Give them a check out.
Very cool.
So that's what we're drinking.
Nice. I like it. Mm.
I'll just keep going. We had this birthday party, and immediately after leaving the birthday party, we went straight to
a different brewery.
We went straight to my father-in-law's house.
Okay.
Because
so a different brewery.
Because we were having a medieval feast night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, you were not far off.
Ah.
Bam.
We in my wife's side of the family, we all like to cook, and we all have medieval cookbooks knocking around the house, like one does.
As one will. Yeah.
And so we were just like, let's do medieval food. And
fucking awesome.
Yeah, so my father-in-law, you know, cooked up, roasted some chicken on the spit, and the rest of us made recipes of various things from that we dug into our, like I said, medieval cookbooks and found stuff. Cool. And so I made Lombardian ravioli.
I almost thought you were casting a Harry Potter spell.
Yes, no, that joke has been made multiple times by my daughter.
Great.
Lombardian ravioli. And here's the thing with that is when you think of ravioli, you think of the filling that has been wrapped in a piece of pasta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This was the filling, but it is dipped in a batter.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then it is boiled in stock. So when it comes
out...
You
got my attention.
Yeah, so when it comes out, it's not wrapped in pasta.
Yeah.
It's encased in almost like a dumpling.
Yeah.
So you have this cheese and chard and parsley filling in a dumpling.
Say it slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real fucking good.
Yeah.
It was difficult to do.
Oh, I can imagine.
And it did not look very appetizing when it came out of the pot. But my God, was it good. What you do is you put the chard and the parsley in a food processor and, you know, chop it up really fine. So you've got this green pulpy mess.
Okay.
And then you melt the cheese and that greens in a pan. So you've got this melted cheese. And then you let that cool, and that's where you form your cheese balls.
Yeah.
But the thing is all that greenery melts into that cheese. And so you've got just this lump of green cheese cooling on your countertop, and it looks like vomit.
Ew.
I mean, you know what?
It's green, and it's got lumps of green, of plant matter in it.
I eat circus peanuts. You're not throwing me.
No, again, I ate it. But then you boil it in chicken stock, and it comes out, and it's just this gelatinous mess, and it just looks so bad. But then once it cools down and dries off a little bit, and you've got this, again, the dumpling when you're done is green.
Right.
And it's delicious.
Green Dumplings was the sequel to Green Eggs and Ham. It didn't do as well with the kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, and then right before you serve it, you pour melted butter on it, and you sprinkle it with, like, clove and mace and ginger.
Nice.
God damn.
Yeah, it was really fucking good. My daughter made hedgehogs.
Okay.
It's basically a pork sausage ball with almond spines.
Okay.
You use slivered almonds and make spines for it, and they're really cute. But they're just little bite-sized hedgehogs that you pop in your mouth.
That is really cute.
Yep. And the almonds give it just a little bit of a crunch to the otherwise your
a textural
sausage
thing.
Ball. Yeah. it does really make a difference. Those were adorable. Those went really fast.
Sausage ball is the name of my next drag event.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
That's...
Right?
Yeah. No, that's...
And the more you think about it, the more you're like, yep. Yeah,
story
actually.
Checks out.
Yeah.
All right.
But my sister-in-law made this.
What? Is it something I can eat?
I'm pretty sure, because I will go through the ingredients before we eat it.
All right. All right.
But I will. I'm pretty sure you can.
It's lambda spread.
But this is a, looks like, I don't know, what would you call that?
Like a gray fudge.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
This is, in fact, pork fudge.
Oh, my God. Salsa.
Basically, like, chocolate made with bacon fat? Because I'm in.
No, not bacon fat. Pork.
Okay.
This uses...
I love both of those words.
Ground pork.
Mm.
Hard-boiled egg yolk.
Okay.
Okay.
Honey.
Yeah.
Breadcrumbs. Mm. Pepper and ginger. Cinnamon and clove.
Okay, so technically, I shouldn't have the breadcrumbs, but I'll try a little bit.
There is not a lot of breadcrumbs in there, but yeah. This is what you do. You cook the pork, the ground pork.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And then you put it into it. Yes.
All right, good start. Good start.
You cook the ground pork. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you put it in a food processor and puree it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you put in the hard-boiled egg yolk and the breadcrumbs and everything else. And you...
In order to make it sturdy?
Puree the shit out of that. All right. And then the honey acts as the binding agent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you pour this out on the countertop on wax paper and put another wax paper on top of it and then put another cutting board on top of it and you squeeze the shit out of it until you get this flat pork puree.
Huh.
And it's actually really good.
All right.
So
I will try just a little. All right. Corner of one, because yeah, I shouldn't have.
Hell yeah.
Well, or a third of one, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mm.
And it tastes like gingerbread.
Mm.
I was going to say, it reminds me of carrot cake.
A little bit, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's got something on that's... But it's got
It's got that European spice.
It's got a lot of ginger in it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really smooth texture.
Mm-hmm.
I could swear that it has like walnuts in it,
right?
But it doesn't. It's that's like the crust of the breadcrumb.
Okay. That's so good.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it does.
Mm.
Well, even the scent of it almost has a walnutty kind of thing. But
dang,
yeah,
it is. But it is a really bizarre thing. Mm-hmm. It is a pork fudge.
I like that.
No, this is tasty.
Yeah,
yeah. I can imagine, like, bringing, like, a little handkerchief of this somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To share with your sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Along with some fruits and some cheeses.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A good life.
Mm-hmm. I picture taking this along on a Hobbit adventure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it is...
Yeah. My compliments to the cook.
Sister-in-law made that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Now I know who to harass for more.
Well, I have the recipe right here.
Well, I don't want to make
that's
it.
Effort.
I just want it to end up at my place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, smacks of effort.
Yeah.
But, no.
Might take a copy of that for Joe.
Yeah.
We had a grand old time eating our medieval feast.
That
sounds delightful.
So good, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I was about to say, I got a lot. All right.
Okay. I think mine's pretty quick.
All right, go
I think
for
I've just got three things.
James's is pretty quick. How can we make it longer?
So this weekend, my spouse and I were going to go away for the weekend for our anniversary. Mm-hmm. We found out.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah.
I love how he looked expectantly at me.
No, not expectant. I knew.
He's not mad, Salsa.
No, not at all.
No, I just.
I'm not even disappointed. I'm just. Yeah.
Yeah.
You said happy anniversary, and then he was like, oh, and then looked at me for a brief moment, and then went.
No, that's not.
No, that's unlikely.
No. You don't even celebrate your own anniversary, Salsa. No. I don't. I wouldn't expect it. So the
happy anniversary, James.
Ah, thanks. What a surprise! Oh, thank you. So we were going to head away for the weekend and go on a miniature road trip, and then we found out that one of Vinny's friends was having a birthday, and that Vincent would like to have that friend's birthday party at our place.
Mm. Oh, sure.
And knowing that Vincent is one small, overworked little guy, we opted to schedule ourselves differently. And also so that we could be there, because we treasure his friends and wanted to help celebrate.
Absolutely.
So, instead of leaving, we went on a series of little anniversary dates on Friday and Sunday and Saturday morning, and just like really really made the most of it. Went to museums, and I will tell you two of the restaurants that we went to. One of them was Awamni, which is
is that the Native American one?
Yes. Yeah.
So good.
It is solidly
so
gluten-free.
Yeah.
They have, I think, one glutenful dish. And it's easy to pick out which one it's going to be. We had the carrot tartare. We had the green gumbo, which is shrimp, alligator, and crayfish.
Nice.
And then we also had some other things. But it was, oh, my God. It was, everything was just like so tasty. Had delicious drinks there. And then the museum that we went to was the Weissman, because it has one of my favorite sculptures of all time. And then but it's also tiny, so we were worried that we were going to have to come back to see all of it because we only had an hour.
Sure.
But that was plenty.
Okay.
And parking was a dollar.
Nice. Well done.
It was great. Absolutely perfect. And some of the art exhibitions that they have there right now are fucking incredible.
Okay.
Phone conversations and interviews with inmates overlaid with cultural information and poetry that is built into an actual functioning garden indoors. It's wildly beautiful. And I know that Salsa is not about paintings, he said, but this is sculpture that you walk around to see different parts of.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it involves you, and if you get bored with any part, then you move on to the next part.
I am bored of the left buttock. I shall now move on to the right buttock.
Thank goodness it's a Reuben.
And that little bit right below the buttock.
Yes. Cleft. So, wonderful, tiny museum, smaller even than I remember, glorious. And again, one of my favorite installations anywhere. Saw all of that, and then on Sunday, we did a series of things, but one of the things that we did was to go to the Minneapolis Cider Company, which is a fantastic time. They have fucking incredible gluten-free crepes. Strongly recommend. Like almond and dark chocolate in a gluten-free crepe. It is... Yeah. That, and then a beautiful charcuterie board, which can also be gluten-free. But also
many can
has
be.
Cheeses. But it has... But it also has meats.
Yes. Yeah. I'm usually there for the meats.
Yeah. So had a wonderful time. Had exquisite beverages while we were there as well. So no,
lovely.
Truly an excellent weekend. I did not get hardly any time to rest, though. This weekend, one of the things that happened during a time when I had planned to rest. This is the third thing, was that Jax was doing an art show, and Duck Washington, the lovely and talented Duck Washington, had invited me to see a show that he directed.
Yes.
Called Lettuce and Lovage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was very excited to see this. And I was like, this is perfect, because I'm going to drop Jax off. I'm going to help them set up. I'm going to go to this show, and then I'm going to come home. I'm going to have a couple hours to type up some letters and play a video game and maybe have a nap. And then I can go collect Jax along with their things, and we're going to grab a fancy dinner, and everything will be
lovely.
Lovely. Yes. Yes. I was there in the theater seat. I had my program, and one of the theater staff stepped out to discuss with the audience kind of the how things were going to work. And they said, this is a 3-hour show, so there will be 2 10-minute intermissions. You cannot bring food and beverage into the theater, so please, if you're going to get something, get it quickly, and then you'll want to eat and drink pretty quickly so that you can get back in in time in order not to miss anything. And all of that was true. The part about it being a 3-hour show was a surprise to me.
Okay.
I did not know.
I did.
And I found out that I was, but I was there. I was elbow to elbow with Duck, and I was like, we're just gonna, it is okay. I'm gonna settle in for this,
right?
And it was so worth it.
I believe it.
I had an absolutely phenomenal time.
Good.
It is quietly funny, but it is consistently quietly funny. And I was laughing at all kinds of different things. You would expect nothing less from Duck, but it is incredibly well directed and phenomenally acted. Subtly gay.
Subtly gay?
There's a lot of subtext. I won't go into it because there are 2 weekends left. Nice. I do strongly recommend setting aside 3 hours to go see a show at the Theater in the Round, see Lettuce and Lovage. Every part of it is exquisite in detail.
Yeah.
The sets, the furniture, the acting, even like the accents are good, and that's so rare.
I've seen Duck's shows Duck has directed at Theater in the Round before. Mm-hmm. And the one that he is very good at directing in the round.
Yeah. Yes.
And there are a lot of people that cannot do that, that just don't have that mm-hmm. ability. He knows where to have actors hit certain spots to mm-hmm. appeal to whatever mood and all the rest of mm-hmm. that. You never feel like, if somebody does it wrong, it feels like part of the audience is cut off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and he and I actually had that discussion, because he said when this was originally mounted, there's this segment of the show. I'm not going to go too deeply into it. Mm. One, for time. Two, because if you haven't seen it, it won't be interesting. And three, because I don't want to spoil anything. But there is a portion of the show that involves a staircase. And the original mount of the show had one of the staircases in the Theater in the Round theater chosen as the staircase, capital T, capital S.
Oh, sure.
And Duck was like, we're going to move it around. We're going to choose a different one each time.
Nice.
And that is so that every portion of the audience gets to experience being on that staircase as things are happening.
That's awesome.
Which was fucking incredible. I showed an amazing amount of foresight. And I was like, yeah, and also there's this thing that it makes me think of. And he said, secretly, that was my motivation also. I was picturing that the entire time. And I went, very nice. Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
But it was like 3 hours that I genuinely could not imagine trimming anything out of. It is engaging. It is like soft and lovely and cozy. So 100%. If you can see a 3-hour movie, you can watch this. And
nice.
I recommend it. Yeah. So I went to pick up Jax a little later than planned. But I did warn them during one of the interventions. I was like, honey, I'm extending my my meter parking, and I should let you know.
Right.
Yeah, so...
and also...
But then we did get to go and have a super lovely date over at Minneapolis Cider Co.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Lovely.
That was what I did.
Sounds like a lovely weekend.
Truly.
Mine was not. It all began.
Oh, shit.
So, last week, my check engine light came on.
On your body?
That is a weirdly valid question.
I was just thinking that same thing.
Honestly, I don't know with my body anymore. I'm pretty sure my body is just a dashboard full of lights randomly going on and off at this point. Well done. But no, this was on my vehicle. This is where I didn't expect to show up.
Oh, fair enough.
And I went, I don't feel anything different, so I'm just going to finish driving home.
Yeah.
And then figure it out later. So Friday, I dropped off my car at the auto shop, just as they were closing up. And so I get a call Saturday. Wherein they tell me that the check engine light is happening, not for anything specifically engine related, which is what I feared.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Anytime that happens, you're like, fuck, I can't afford a $12,000 engine. Fuck. I may as well buy a new car type situation, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But I love my car.
Yeah.
They were like, so, here's the problem, is that there are issues with your catalytic converters.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple.
Oh, good.
I have a Honda Pilot that has 3.
Goodness.
Catalytic converters.
Jesus. Yeah, because 2 wasn't enough, but 4 was too many.
Right.
Well, I mean, that way if somebody steals 2 of them, you still have 1 to get home.
Right. So they told me
nice.
They had looked around for these because this place is really good at checking for deals on parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is one of the reasons why I love going to them. I will give them more money for their labor.
Yeah,
if that labor includes saving me $1,000 or 2.
Oh, yeah. For
right?
Sure. Yeah.
So. So, yeah, they called me, and I was like, okay, what are we looking at?
Mm-hmm.
And it's 3 catalytic converters, 4 oxygen sensors, and a partridge in a pear tree. Was about $4,300. Could have been worse.
Yeah.
Could have not been.
Not a lot worse, but it could have been worse.
And the caller said, so this estimate is if you need it today.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Because 2 of the catalytic converters we can only get from a dealer today.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to wait a few days.
Sure.
We can check with some different distributors.
Hey.
And I was like, I got nowhere to be. You just hold on to that guy. That's $4,300 is not impossible, but not easy.
Yeah.
So I didn't have my car this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday, I went to the textile center with my friend Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of cheap fabric.
Hell yeah.
A couple bags full and a bunch of patterns and some other stuff for like $20 total.
Zang.
Yeah. It was a pretty good deal.
Mm.
And we got back, she dropped me off at my place about 1:30, 2 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Well.
And my house was warm.
Mm.
And I was like, well, it's 70 and I haven't, you know, turned the heat down at all, so this makes sense. I'll just turn the heat down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple hours later, I was like, God, it still feels really warm. And I went to look and the temperature on the thermostat was not dropping, and I went to touch the radiators, and they were kicking out heat full blast, and I went, aw, son of a bitch.
Fuck.
So, listeners that have been around for a while may remember me talking about having a similar issue around this time last year.
Yeah.
Actually.
Clockwork.
Mm. Yeah. So, the situation is I have radiant heat. Mm-hmm. And one water heater.
Mm-hmm.
This water heater was specifically designed to run both radiant heat and heat your water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like a little flippy switch that will go back and forth, a little valve thing.
Should, yeah.
That will be like, okay, well, the temperature is where the thermostat says it is, so we should just flip back over to the hot water.
Huh.
Yeah, that valve sucks. And so last year, my landlord taught me how to jiggle the valve a little bit to get it unstuck so that it would do its job.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. A couple hours later, still wasn't decreasing. So I did it again.
Yeah.
Probably about 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And then I worked for a few hours.
Oh.
I'm in the middle of one of those financial cycles.
Yes.
And I had a specific report that I wanted to get a decent start on and hopefully finish today.
Yeah.
Note the foreshadowing.
Yeah.
So, I worked for a few hours, about midnight or so, a little after midnight, I went to go to bed, touched the radiator, it had cooled down. I was like, great. The second jiggle did it. Yep. I woke up this morning, and Joe had already left, and there was a message on my phone.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the phone said, hey, so the water heater is leaking. I put a bucket under the leak, went to take a shower, came back to check, and it was near full. So I emptied it and turned off the water heater.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yep, you sure did. So I guess I'm not taking a morning shower.
Oh.
And furthermore...
That's like your favorite thing, though.
I really like my hot showers.
Oh.
But furthermore...
Mm-hmm.
The house is now cold. Where it had been warm before.
Yeah.
Never satisfied. Too hot.
Oh,
too
God.
Cold.
Oh.
Your house is perimenopausal.
Fuck. You are correct.
People's houses start to resemble them after
a
while.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. Jenna's developing awnings and her house is having hot flashes. That's...
Hey, baby, nice awnings.
So... I went, all right, I'll take care of this. So I messaged the landlord.
As one does.
To be like, hey, awesome landlord, we're having problems with the water heater again. This is what I did. This is what's happening. This is the current state of things. Hopefully you can come over soon to take a look at it. And while I'm waiting for a response, I'm doing like that last minute crazy clean thing that you do when you've got
sure.
too many dirty dishes hanging out or the rest of that. Because usually, like, nighttime, I'll leave my, you know, water cans or things like that out. And then I just pick them up the next morning while I'm waiting for my coffee to brew. Right? I have a process for this.
Yeah. Well, I'm
don't shame.
Shocked.
Yeah. so anyway, so I'm doing all of that mad dash so that when my landlord comes over, he doesn't think he's got a couple of slump. Not that anybody ever thinks that, but in my brain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guarantee you this landlord has seen a lot worse than the state of the house that Joe and I normally keep. However.
Sure.
Yep. So anyway, I do that, and then I get a response back from the landlord. He's in Stockholm.
He didn't like it at first, but he's starting to love it.
Stockholm, Minnesota?
No.
Okay.
No, he is out of the country. So he will not be able to come over in the next few minutes to help me out with the water heater. He does not have a transporter. This is not... Yeah.
Plus, I wouldn't trust the transporter if it's made by the same people that made your water heater.
Don't trust this beaming.
My favorite part about this water heater, by the way, it's the brand name Zoller. It is not
so
my maiden name. It's the Z-A-H-L-E-R spelling.
Still. The joke
Go
holds.
Back far yeah. enough, we may be related, but
Now I'm just imagining a little family of water heaters at Ellis Island. It's really cute.
Oh my God. Is one of them, is the little baby water heater drinking from a water bottle?
It's the bonnet over the top. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yep. All right.
It's a big furnace. And a water heater and a little baby, like, hot water bottle.
Remember to support the neck.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, great.
God damn it.
The landlord has ordered the replacement valve,
sure.
But it won't be there for a few days.
Yeah.
From Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, from Stockholm, the back of the IKEA, where they keep all the stuff. Yeah.
Gotcha. So he wouldn't be able to fix it right away anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
He's like, are you good with doing some power cycles? Like, I can try to find somebody that already has one of these
Literally
or whatever.
Literally told you to turn it off and back on again.
Yep.
Yeah.
He and I have had that conversation before.
Oh, for sure.
Sometimes with a water heater, you just turn it off and back on again.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we'll try some stuff, let you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not in a state to try some stuff because I had a lot of work to do.
For sure.
And I had, like, the first thing I did when I got Joe's message was I messaged my team at work to be like, hey guys, water heater issues.
House broken.
Might be distracted today.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't respond immediately, please allow some time before freaking out. also, may or may not be able to run these three meetings today.
Yeah. My replies may be delayed up to 3 minutes.
Actually, that is kind of a big deal for me. I'm usually responding to people while I'm responding to people.
Salsa may just never get back to people.
I get back to them within like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Nah. Nope. Can't do it.
That's not never.
Can't do it. I had somebody at one point. So I had written that out. I went to deal with some furnace stuff, like do a little bit of playing. I set up a fan for the part that was still damp.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, you know, did some other stuff. And then I went back upstairs and I ended up getting into a couple of issues right away and solving things and trying to fix things. And then as I was finishing up on one thing, I got a message from somebody else that was like, hey, I have a question. And I was like, can you give me a minute? And then I looked at the time, and it was 9:30, and I was like, actually, can you give me 15 minutes? I started work a little after 7.
Yeah.
At, like, 9:15, 9:30, I finally made coffee.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was one of those times where I was like, I'm going to need 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I realized that I was running on pure everything's broken adrenaline.
Yeah.
And I was going to need to replace that adrenaline with massive amounts of caffeine.
For sure.
So, yeah. so I did that. And then I helped him with his problem while I was working on another problem. And then I sent an email out on this one thing, and then I had a meeting at 10 about this other issue.
This is the usual part. This is what you're used to.
This is actually...
But you're used to doing that with a working furnace.
Actually, no. This particular type of chaos is not my usual. Mm-hmm. This is building up to a Wednesday evening deadline. And nothing has been going right this particular financial cycle. And so, yeah, it's all of this. Just all. And people not... Some people are new to a specific process, and so I'm like, you just do this. And they're like, I do this. And they're like pointing in the opposite direction. And I'm like, no, that is the opposite of what I just told you to do.
Go to this Confluence page where there are screenshots.
This is the point where the sprint becomes a limp. Mm. This is...
honestly, one of the people new to the process, it's actually a newer process itself. So, like... There are still bugs to be worked out. Mm.
The fourth runner has been hit with the baton.
But I know what the end product should look like, and not everybody else does.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, it's not working somewhere in this area because you did this right, and it's not showing up here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So somewhere after what you did, so we need to talk to these other people. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, what if I just do this? And I'm like, no.
Refer you to my
previous
statement.
You already did it right. I swear to God. I know you want to fix it.
Maybe it was by accident.
You cannot. you have already done the best. There is no more best to do.
Yeah. don't touch it now and fuck it up.
Send it to the relevant people and move on to the next task.
Yes.
Yeah. So I ended up just basically... dragging this person through with the relevant people who he didn't know who the relevant.
Absolutely.
So I'm teaching as we solve, right?
Yeah, that kind
of a thing. But that meant anyone that was paying attention that I had a specific report I wanted to get done today.
Fuck.
I spent the vast majority of my day on this particular problem while solving other people's problems in between. In fact. My last meeting today was at 5:15 on the same problem that I was just describing about just trying to get the data feed to go all the way through the flow, right? Started work at 7 a.m.
Yep.
Stopped a little bit after 5:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. With no coffee the first 2 hours.
Yeah, 2.5.
Yeah.
And I will probably do something similar tomorrow.
Those are actually the hours that she's getting extra pay for.
Oh, also, while all of this was happening, I got a message from the auto dealer. The auto shop.
Yeah.
They did manage to find cheaper catalytic converters for me.
Ooh. Excellent.
However, the flex bar is broken.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I didn't know there was a flex bar. They sent me a picture as if to be like, can you verify that this is broken? And I'm like...
Of course. You know where this goes.
That does, in fact, look like a broken whatever that is. apparently the flex bar was broken. And I was like, okay, so how much more is that? And they're like, $200 more to replace that. And I was like, great. So what's my total now? And they said $3,600. And I went, cool. Make it go.
That is better.
That is better.
Mm.
They... If it was without the bar, they would have saved me $1,000 just for the catalytic converter. Yep.
Which is great.
Portion of the estimate, and then the bar was after. Yeah. So, I got that in the middle of all of this chaos. I made myself take a half an hour lunch. I'm so bad at not being at the computer when I know things are chaotic. But also, having already told my team that there were furnace things happening, I kind of felt like people were giving me a little more grace today anyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, I shouldn't feel bad about this either way, but I can extra not feel bad about it.
Yeah,
They've been warned.
Yeah.
all of that. And then the other thing that happened during my work day was, so I work at a place of some contention. And
a hive of scum and villainy.
Kinda. You're not far off. But there was an alert that went out that said, hey, if you're in these buildings, don't leave them. If you're not in these buildings, don't go to them. Mm-hmm. Apparently there was a situation of some sort that was unsafe.
Grim.
And this is why I work from home. also because of pajama bottoms. But like...
That. Also because of check engine lights.
Yeah.
Mostly the pajama bottoms.
Yeah.
Or leggings. That's my excuse.
I like
anyway.
Leggings, actually, more. But, yeah. But, yeah, like, all of this was happening, I want to say noon, one-ish, somewhere along that. And I was just like,
Jesus
Christ.
I
feel like I should care about this right now.
Yeah.
But I literally can't even right
Got
now.
Got a back burner of that shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, I got to about 3:30 today, and I talked to one of my coworkers, and I was like, hey, this report, I don't have time, I need help. And he started to explain to me how to do it, and I was like, no, you misunderstood. I'm not asking you how I do this.
Oof.
I am asking if you can take this off my plate, because I literally do not have the time to get this done.
Right.
These are the things that I need you to do. These are the things I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of have to do those things. I'm the only one with access to that information. Sure. But, yeah. Like, if you can help me out by doing these things, that would be great.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, but I want to review stuff with you after. I'm like, I don't care. Just fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
I just stop trying to tell me how to do my job. And just help out. And he's a great, wonderful guy, but like he wants to teach, and I appreciate that. I am not in a place for that now, right? And I got off that meeting and I just started crying. I was so overwhelmed from all of the shit that had been happening with work and my car and my health and like all of this stuff, and I just started crying.
Yeah.
And then that's when Joe came home.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So that was lovely.
Yeah.
On the plus side, I have some Milky Way Midnight sitting at home for me.
Aww.
Yeah. I have the best roommate.
Nice.
Yeah, I have my stash of dark chocolates down here for when emergency protocols are necessary.
Yes, absolutely.
I always end up eating mine. Every day feels like an emergency.
Joe and I actually hide the candy bars on each other.
Mm. Aww.
Yeah.
I actually have willpower.
I don't understand.
Huh.
Actually, I do understand. Anyway. So yeah, that's been my fucking weekend.
Gross.
And
I'm
will
so sorry.
Probably be my next few days.
Ugh.
Yeah. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. It all sounds right. like Jenna needs another drink. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. Okay, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you should
I'm
be.
I'm sorry, Jenna.
Welcome back.
I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
I'm James.
I'm so sorry. I know how much that sucks.
No, you're Salsa.
Also,
Salsa's
you're
not
welcome.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Being me is amazing.
It's pretty good. My check engine light is on.
Fuck.
Let me tell you a story about check engine lights that have nothing to do with lights or engines.
Uh-huh.
I'm so tired of the both of you.
It's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five! I almost thought about saying that, and then I was like,
today's Fast Five
that.
Comes to us from... Likely Stefan Senpai.
Oh.
I don't know that I trust that.
Ooh. I don't know if I trust it either.
Mm. Huh.
Hmm. I am not a mimic.
Do not think about a white bear.
Ah, shit.
Opening thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm tired, y'all.
Aww.
Mrs. Senpai spent a weekend in Canada a week ago and needed to study for a certification test this past weekend, so I was caring for Koai pretty much solo for both weekends. Coupled with my trips to NASA, I don't think I've spent more than a couple hours by myself in my home office over the past month, and that's where I go to recharge. Yeah. Hopefully tonight I can get some me time after bedtime.
Yeah, he needs astronauts.
Sounds like Stefan Senpai to me.
Yeah, that sounds like our rocket scientist.
Yep.
Mm. Also, Stefan, I have been a parent of a small kid, so I legitimately do sympathize with you. That having been said, I'm just going to give you shit because, oh no, I'm so tired. I got to spend so much time at NASA.
I was a single mom of a small kid.
Yep.
Honestly, it's hard regardless of the situation.
I once stubbed my toe, so I understand everything that all of you are going through.
Just the name drop. She's like, I'm so tired because all my trips to NASA have me tired, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The NASA trips are a little harder to relate to, not gonna lie.
No, seriously, though, Stefan, hopefully this next part puts you to sleep.
Sure.
All right.
Question number one. Fugue state or meetings? Fugue state.
I did both today.
Both? Yeah.
All of the above? God, I'm such an overachiever. Yeah. I can't even.
I hate meetings, but when I do that thing where, like, you log in the morning and then you just work, and the next thing you know, it's lunchtime.
Ugh.
Like, that's the best.
Ugh.
I hate it when I log into work and I think... I mean, I could stop
there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And I think several hours have gone by. I've been, you know, working and I'm like, it's been a few hours. It was like half an hour, maybe 45
minutes.
And I'm
I
like,
oh,
son of a bitch.
When you feel like you're fucking pulling time... through a fucking the last few pieces of something off of the reel, like the floss or something.
I would rather have a day full of pointless meetings than a day that dragged on forever without them.
Oh my god.
No, I had a few weeks back, I had three projects all hitting testing at the same time.
Oh, Jesus.
And so I had like 3 days where it was just me setting up test environments, getting all the conditions set up, all the connections, all of the little things that needed to happen, making sure that the right maps were in place, the right forms were in place, you know, all of that stuff that you have to set up for testing. I just had to do three times over. And it was just, you know, I'd have my last meeting of the day, and I'd just put my head down and just do that.
I am so fucking burned out and exhausted at work that I have started falling asleep in meetings.
I fall asleep in meetings because they're fucking boring.
Just on occasion. It's real hard when they're in person. And I'm fighting God to stay awake.
I've never fallen asleep during it. I can't.
I know.
I think there's something in my brain that's just like, nope, bitch, you're awake. You take a nap afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, you're awake.
I think I have that same thing in my brain, but I think it's asleep.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, meetings.
Okay. You're saying...
Meetings.
Meetings, okay.
Yeah.
Two fugues and a meeting. Or, sorry, two meetings and a fugue.
Four weddings and a fugue.
Two meetings and a fugue. Okay, question number two.
Bum, bum, bum.
Organizing...
Bum, 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 bum.
Or, the wording on this is going to make Jenna angry. Organizing or actually doing something.
Oh,
shit. Fuck you, fighting. No, I never thought I would be
that
mad
was,
at you.
I'm sure, malicious.
I am sure that is not what he meant, but the wording is poorly done.
I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you, and I will fucking win. Troy, you're off the hook.
Shit.
Stefan and I are fighting now.
So mad it absolved Troy to Troy.
Stefan fell asleep at the keyboard and just woke up going, I'm sorry, is that what I meant? What have I done?
Here are pictures of my tiny child.
That actually would probably fix it. Tiny children are adorable and wonderful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. If you bring your adorable little one over to my place, then I'll probably forgive you.
Maybe some.
But in the meantime,
bring the little over for fencing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I don't. I can't. There's no choice to be had here. It's all the same thing. I don't. What's the B choice? Organizing is actually
so
getting
there's,
stuff done.
There's doing the thing in an organized way, the Jenna way, and there's doing things completely disorganized, which is, I think, the James and Salsa way.
I'm going to say this is going to be the organizer versus the delegates. The versus delegates.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, that's fair. Obviously, I organize.
Yeah. No,
the delegates versus the delegator.
I'm far too lazy to do the hard work.
The delegator. Yes. No, I'm a doer. I don't like to organize things.
I am the one in my household that makes lists.
I make lists.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean, in your household, this makes sense.
Yes. Making lists is very much an ADHD
thing. I love everyone in your household, but...
Same.
But that is not the same as organizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Joe and I have had this conversation about how... Because we are house partners, right?
Sure.
We maintain a house together.
Yeah.
And he does, like, the deep clean... He's the one that, like... moves the oven out to get behind everything and
God
all the rest
damn.
Of that.
Well, he works in a kitchen. That's SOP.
I mean, he was always doing that beforehand.
Sure, but,
if
you didn't, if you work in a kitchen, that's SOP.
You know, I've called Joe a lot of things, but not an SOP.
Oh, I've called him an SOP. Son of a parent.
Son of a prick.
Well, anyway, so yeah, he's the scrubby scrub.
Uh-huh.
And
the
I am
daddy.
The person that organizes everything in the pantry.
Mm.
Ooh.
I am the one that decides where things are going to be placed for best functionality, and where it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one that gets frustrated when things are left out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that gets frustrated. I get a little frustrated too, but like when spills aren't wiped up right away or things are left a mess as opposed to cluttered, untidy things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What was the question again?
Organizing.
Yeah.
Or actually doing things.
Yeah. So organizing, I guess.
I'm going to do, I'm actually
Shock.
Doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Quelle surprise.
Mm-hmm. James?
Yeah.
I will often end up organizing mid project.
Oh, also, little brother, you should, on the Discord tell everybody what you used to do, with the pastaroni.
Is this going to be safe for work to read?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not for the pasta.
Oh.
Question number three.
Ding.
was getting there. He did it right as I was like,
organizing.
You okay?
No.
All right. Or culling.
Oh, ooh. Well, huh.
I'm a culler.
You're blind.
Oh, God.
You can't.
Colorblind.
You can't say that. I can say that. You can't say
that. That's his word. organizing.
I don't need, generally, I'm not a things person. I'm an experience person, not a things person, so I don't like a lot of things. I acquire things, mostly because people give me things. I don't buy a lot of things for myself, and I tend to trim
what
I don't need.
I just bought more shelves for my sewing room for the fabric that I have that I'm never going to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm going to organize it all on those shelves.
The exception here is books.
Right.
I worked in a library.
And Steam games.
I will
games.
Organize the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
You're lucky you don't need a shelf for your Steam games.
I'm lucky I don't.
Yeah.
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 So there's that.
Anyway.
So it's...
So, James, are you a color?
No. No. Orange.
Thank you.
No. I have difficulty getting rid of stuff because I have sentimental attachments to shit.
Yeah. So organizer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you have to learn to be.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
I mean, or you can just live surrounded by
get
things.
Get overwhelmed, yeah.
I definitely that is also have some things that are sentimental attachment, but I also have things that even kids. With sentimental attachment... I mean, I can make another one.
I don't think Raiderly wants to do that.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you might
point.
Need help on that one.
Who said anything about Raiderly?
I think Raiderly might have something to say about that. And I really feel you should listen.
No,
that's
but
the one thing he's bad at.
But I mean, even things that I have sentimental value, at the end of the day, it's a thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, there is an aspect of autism that is an attachment to non-living things.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. It's one of the reasons that I first sort of self-identified that I might was that I saw that there was a thing. What does autism look like? It's this, an attachment to non-living things.
Okay.
And
I think I go with the opposite way with like an ADHD thing.
Well, it might be more could of be. An overwhelm too.
I think it's,
you can also have an overstimulated overwhelm. Response.
I think it's more just it becomes out of sight, out of mind so quickly that I hold on to the experiences that I've had, but the thing I have is like, oh, this is sentimental value, and I put it in a drawer, and I close the drawer, and it's never happened. And then Jesus. I find it in a drawer 5 years later, and go, oh, yeah, this thing.
It's like, you know. You're your own secret Santa.
Very much
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
You just, I forget.
Yeah.
It's that sure. object permanence thing that ADHD people have. So,
yeah.
Question number 4: chicken or beef?
Generally, chicken. General chicken.
General beef. Chicken. Yep. Beef.
Beef.
Mostly beef.
I feel like I can consume chicken more than I can beef, unless it's just steak.
Oh my god.
Like, I could eat steak for forever.
Mm-hmm. I grew up on a farm, and we raised cattle, and we just always had ground beef in the freezer. Just always.
Must be fucking
there's,
nice.
There's, like, a certain point at which I'm like, I'm good on ground beef. Like, there's a certain point at which I hit that.
I mean, just growing up, 90% of the meals we had, ground beef was what we started.
I mean, that was actually a lot of what we had growing up, too, which... So, fun story, we had a lot of ground beef growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I when Jessa was growing up, I made more like chicken breasts.
Sure.
Now she's sick and tired of chicken breasts. Because that she had it all the time growing up.
I just have this is my weirdness is chicken bones.
Okay.
Huh.
I don't like give me a chicken breast.
Sure.
No problem. Chop that down.
Chicken tender.
Chicken strips, whatever. No problem. Like a drumstick.
Yeah.
It's got the little bones and then like the tendons and the ligaments and the chewy cartilagey bits and there's just I don't like that.
I love that. Same. Oh God, I love getting like buffalo wings and you just rip the flesh off and
my kids love that too and stuff like that.
Somewhere we have one vegan listener who is just like crawling out of their flesh right now.
Even with buffalo wings, I will eat like the main body of it from the middle, but you can always tell my wings because the ends are not touched.
Huh.
Whereas in like my son's like sucking on the marrow fucking on the ends and stuff like that.
Marrow's the best part.
Yeah, exactly. And I just that's my limit. And I don't have a lot of squig moments, but that one
I knew someone.
I'm uncomfortable now just talking about it.
Joe used to work Buffalo Wild Wings. He has the same issue with bones.
Yeah.
He doesn't like them.
Huh.
So he worked at a place where he was just surrounded all the time.
I don't like fish for the same reason. I don't like fish. I don't like chicken. Like a steak, like a T-bone, it's a big enough chunk of meat a big enough chunk of bone that there's a clear separation.
Sure.
You know, you don't have the gristle, you don't have the tendon, you don't have the cartilage and stuff like that, except with some cuts of meat. Just like a drumstick, I will eat like the main chunks of meat and then not eat all of it.
I will say that what Salsa is describing is one of my two problems with getting turkey legs at Fest, aside from like the expense of it, is that they have so much connective stuff in them.
It's true. There is an awful lot of that, which makes them a wonderful face prop.
I mean that, yeah.
I mean, I used to just take a bite and dangle it by the cartilage out of my mouth.
Goddamn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I got plenty of that reaction. It was delightful.
Yeah. Yep. No, I'm not. I'm not usually bothered by that. But I will usually choose beef because if I don't, I'm not anemic. But if I don't have red meat frequently enough, I feel sick.
I can see that.
Bodily, I feel like I'm starving.
Interesting.
Weirdly, I don't know how to describe it, and it doesn't really matter what kind of red meat. It's not like a beef thing. Bison, deer,
pork.
To an extent.
Okay.
But there is a particular something.
Just need some iron levels.
What? My iron is great. I don't know what the fuck it is, but...
Because my wife is borderline anemic, and she eats a steak.
Yeah.
Fucking heartbeat going.
I will also do that. I had the blood transfusion because my hemoglobin was down to like 6 or something.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely get like sometimes you're just like, now is the time for the steak.
For me, at minimum, it's at least once every 2 to 3 days. Because for a while, when I was living with Kathy, we were eating chicken constantly because it was what was cheap.
Right.
At Cub, they would have like 10 chicken drummies for a fucking $7 or something ridiculously.
Bag of chicken titties.
Yeah. Right.
Just...
And they would have like bacon ends and pieces and all kinds of other stuff that you could get that wasn't like bloody red meat. And I would start to get like tired and irritable and fatigued in a more than just like bodily tired, but like... And then a burger would fix me. I don't know.
A burger would fix me. That's the fucking tagline of our life.
Oh, yeah.
All right, question number 5.
Five.
Sheets or towels?
Mm.
I prefer to fold towels.
Bath sheets are superior to bath towels. Bath sheets are larger, I believe, larger, way larger than a regular bath towel, but they're also, I think, somewhat wider than a beach towel. They're huge.
But it's a towel, right?
It is.
It is technically a towel that is called a bath sheet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're gigantic. I don't think that's the context. I agree with your assessment.
All right.
1,000%. Yeah. Give me a fucking, basically a terry cloth bathrobe, but in towel form, and I am in. That is spa level luxury.
It's wonderful.
Sold on that shit, but I don't think that's the context.
I've never had to fold a fitted towel before.
I'm guessing this is going to...
I have, actually.
Oh, shit.
Well, because... Okay, so they make the fucking head towels for babies and shit.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, hair towel things.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, they have, like, little elasticy bands. Fitted towel.
Wild.
I have, in fact, had to fold one before.
Been there.
Take that.
Fair enough.
Childless.
No, I'm guessing this is going to be related to his travel for NASA and stuff. So, hotel sheets or hotel towels?
Which one do you get changed more frequently?
I mean, do you have the ability to... I mean, which one do you hope gets changed more frequently?
Yes, all of it. I want all of it changed.
Yeah.
Which feels more luxurious to you, a hotel towel or... a fine thread hotel sheet.
I don't
like
think
a classy one.
I don't think I have. I stayed in a hotel with nice sheets. I feel like I must have. But when hotel sheets, I think of it
the
having
super
a slightly
starched,
like highly starched, slightly coarse.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Like you couldn't. You couldn't clean your glasses.
What
with
is
it.
No goodness no. What is the I've never stayed at the place where Convergence is at now, but what are
Hyatt?
They? Yeah, what are they like?
They're just kind of like regular sheets. Okay. They're not bad. They're not crunchy.
Right.
Which is not what I mean, but
also
exactly what I mean.
This says a lot more about places that I stay than
I'm gonna. They're fine. They're basic sheets.
Okay. I think so. Have you ever been to like Disney or Orlando resorts or Hollywood?
I've been to resorts before.
Okay, so like a resort.
Superior Shores.
Yeah.
Actually has some lovely sheets.
Now that you mention it, I do remember
they
them
were very
really
soft
nice sheets.
And very lovely.
I'm going to go with sheets, and here's why.
That's
because
fair.
Even like with Disney and stuff like that, the sheets feel really like they go out of their way to make those sheets really nice. Yeah. Towels are still going to be a lot of cheap, mass-produced towels because you use them to get out of the pool, and they all have that blue stripe on them to say this is a pool towel.
There are places I've stayed.
The towels that we have at home? The like expensive good towels we have are better than the ones at like Disney resorts. Whereas the sheets at a place like that, real stank. Yeah.
Maybe the question is which amenity from your home do you miss more? And I would have to say the towels.
I would still say the sheets.
Oh.
A towel is a towel. I just need to dry my hair, but sheets.
I can sleep on fucking anything.
In a nice big towel, though.
Oh, I don't wrap up in towels, though.
God.
I do.
Heated towels?
Whoa.
I dry myself off, and then I move on.
Oh. Huh. Oh, no. I usually wrap up in a towel for a few minutes while I'm doing, like... Mm-hmm. So I get out of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I have the body towel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I whip my hair over the tub and use my spray-in conditioner, my leave-in conditioner.
Yeah. Right.
And then I wrap that up in a towel. So now I've got the double towel thing going on.
Sure. Oh, okay.
I'm a chick. It happens.
Yeah.
But then while I'm still in the towel, all nice and wrapped up, I wash my face, I brush my teeth, I use a face serum because stuff.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
I do other thing like I've got a whole process and I've got the towel on for most of it. Because there's something about having the nice towel wrapped around and I don't do the towel rub. I just wrap myself in the towel
Sure.
and dry as I'm going.
Okay.
At a certain point in my process, I do make sure the rest of me is dry, but I don't dry myself. Sure. I just dry the rest of it, if that makes sense.
No, it does. I use the same towel for my body and my hair, and within 3 minutes of me getting out of the shower, it's in my hair.
Mm.
It's just, I get out, rub, wrap up my hair.
I have two towels, very much in the
same way. Have a two-towel system?
No. Yeah.
Two-towel system.
But if
two-towel system is the name of my next album.
In a circumstance where I have one towel that I'm using, I will hop out of the tub, I will, rub dry.
Mm-hmm.
I will wrap it around myself while I'm brushing my teeth and and all of that, and just let my hair hang down. And then I will, once my body is dry, I will take that towel and I will wrap my hair up in it, and then put on whatever pajamas or things I brought in. Yeah,
no, I'll brush my teeth. I brush my teeth naked.
I hate being naked.
Oh, I love being naked.
I'm fine with being naked, but I like warmth.
Yeah.
I like it when things are warm in general, and having the towel is an extra layer of warmth.
I believe it.
I like that.
I prefer not having a stitch of clothing on.
We've heard.
When it is super hot out, I will just walk around, because if it's hot enough to evaporate after 5 minutes, I don't need the towel.
Sure.
That's very fair.
All right. Going to the context, we have question number one, fugue state or meetings. What makes your Monday mornings pass by quickly?
Meetings, sadly. The fugue state makes it slower.
I have a lot of people that like to get stuff done right away on Monday. Gross. To start the week.
Oh, God, I do not.
Oh, yeah, no, my boss is like, yeah, I love meeting first thing Monday morning so we can get the week started and figure out, plan it out. And I'm just like,
We have an unspoken rule on my team that you do not plan a meeting before noon on Monday if you can at all help it.
Oh, no, I have people that they like to hit the ground running on a Monday.
In fact, and I've talked about this before, I like to start early so that I am still half asleep. But I have specific tasks that I do while I'm still in that half asleep state. Mm-hmm. The repetitive tasks, the tasks that I don't need to think about or put any effort into. Because once I do an hour or two of that, I've been half asleep for most of the time. And I'm already done with 2 hours of work. So I only have 6 hours of work left to go. So I do like having those first couple of hours just run this report, build this over here, the things that I've done repeatedly over the course of time. Yeah.
That would be so nice.
See, we have the other direction. In the 2+ years that I've been at this company, I don't think I have ever seen anyone ever schedule a meeting after like 11 on a Friday.
Okay.
We try not to, but I have had some at like 1 or maybe 2.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, it happens. But
nothing after 3 for sure.
No, but afternoon on Friday is sacred.
I respect the gumption of one of my fellow engineers who has essentially said that he will not attend meetings on Mondays.
I mean, I wish I had the ability to not get fired if I were to make demands like that.
Well, because his thing is, he has to get up to speed. He has to get all of his project stuff restarted and ready, and if he's interrupted, then he's
he can justify it. If he's just being obstinate, that's another
hobbled
thing.
While he's trying to get started for the week.
I have started doing the first hour of my day on Mondays. I have put in a block
on my
calendar, so that if people do try to schedule me for it, it's like, no, he's got a meeting already at that time. And I did that because I was having my skip level with my boss's boss talking about Monday mornings. And I was like, yeah, I like to Monday mornings, because she's like, I like to do that on Friday and get ready for the next week. And I'm like, I like to do that on Monday morning, go, this is what I need to do this week. And she's like, oh, well, why don't you put something on your calendar? So, you know, and she's just like, that's genius.
Yeah.
I do that so often.
Yeah.
I would never get my shit done if I did not schedule my shit to get done.
Yeah.
I also, on my calendar, block times where I'm listed as out of the office. Mm-hmm. I might not be out of the office, but
you're not available. Yeah.
People are less likely to try to ask if I can make a meeting when I'm marked out of the office.
That's very fair.
So,
So yeah, that's what I do on Monday mornings until like 9 o'clock. That's my prep time.
Yeah.
But then, after that, it's
given that there are only three of us on our team, he needs a day.
Yeah. That's fair. All right. So I'm going to say meetings.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two, organizing or actually doing something?
Jesus. Son of a bitch.
How do you spend most of your time with your collections?
Like, do you organize your Legos or do you play with them?
Yeah. That's actually kind of valid.
I don't have a lot of collections.
That is kind of valid.
What do I collect?
I do have a lot of red pandas. They are beautifully organized and on display.
What is this?
But I have a couple of red pandas that are also everyday use or frequent use pandas. One of them is one that a dear friend of mine got for me that is filled with lavender.
Ooh.
And you can heat it up in the microwave. I've never done this because that just seems cruel.
Yeah.
But it is made to do that.
Yeah.
So that it's warm and it releases the lavender scent and it's supposed to be.
The eyes stare out of the microwave accusingly.
I know, right? I'm just like, I can't. So instead, I just kind of roll the red panda fur around in my hands and get the lavender scent out that way.
Yeah.
But I use the guy.
Nice.
But, yeah, I would say primarily organize.
I would say primarily use. I like having my stuff organized. It is really difficult. But I find that I play, like, my video game collection pretty frequently. I use my controllers. I watch my videos. I don't have a ton of action figures or things.
I'm just trying to, like, I'm not much of a collector. Like, I mean, we mentioned
books.
Books. But I don't spend a lot of time organizing them.
Remind me for a moment, what is your degree in?
Computer science.
The other one.
Computer science.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a degree in library sciences.
No. I never got that. That's a master's level. And I only have an associate's.
Ah, my mistake.
Yep. Yeah, if that case, books. But, I mean, I'd say doing something then, because I read the books.
Yeah, the whole point is for you to have reading.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'd say that one then.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, question number three, organizing or culling. What do you end up doing more when you are decluttering?
Organizing.
Culling.
Yeah, we
culling.
Got it in one, yeah.
Yep.
Probably I start with organizing.
Yeah.
I'll organize into things that I may or may not cull. I mean, like, this is the keep pile, this is the maybe pile, this is the get rid of pile. Then I go through the maybe pile, and I go, this is the use I have for that. Like, yeah, it's a whole process.
We need to get on to a couple of Discords that have, giveaway channels.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a feeling that we've got more stuff than we really are ever going to use.
Mm.
And I know, like, furniture and that kind of stuff we've been giving away like crazy. Because we just don't.
Did you give away the right wing back chairs?
No, not yet.
Okay. I wouldn't be offended if you did, but
you have wingback chairs?
Yes. We are probably going to give those away to Rachel because Rachel and her roommates moved into a place that has a bunch of big empty spaces, and they want a D&D table, and those would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a good call.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four, chicken or beef? Yeah. What meat do you put in your homemade tacos?
Beef.
Oh, beef.
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 I'll put
both in, honestly.
Yeah,
but beef is
when
my,
I do a taco bar, I usually have beef and shredded
chicken.
Beef
is going to be my go-to.
Shredded chicken is good.
But yeah, beef is definitely the home go-to.
Yeah.
Question number five, sheets or towels. Which type of linens do you enjoy folding more?
Wow, good guess.
I mean, folding is folding. I enjoy folding both.
Folding towels is easy, but folding sheets is nice.
Nope, just towels.
Huh.
I hate folding sheets.
Huh.
I fold the fitted sheets.
Because I can never... I can do fitted sheets.
Yeah.
I know how, and I can do... But I can never get a sheet quite right to my perfectionist thing. Right?
I wonder if this is...
If my corners don't line up just right, and they don't because I have short, stubby little arms.
I was gonna ask
if this
was a height thing.
See,
height, sure, but mostly short, stubby little arms. Joe and I have had this conversation. He does the linens.
All right.
Because I, nope.
I do the laundry in our house because I hate it when Rady Lee folds things because she just kind of da-da-da, and it's done. And I'm like, no. Like, when I fold things, there are crisp edges. Like, there are... It's like origami. Like, there are...
And that's the thing. That's what I want seam. And cannot achieve.
And so, like, she'll fold a pile of my shirts, and I will redo them. Because it's like, no, this is wrong.
My shirts are easy to fold because I have... I've been told that folding them a particular way and then rolling them is the correct way to store them and put them into a suitcase, both.
Yeah.
So it's just
well, it preserves the image on the front without not getting cracked and stuff like
that. Yep. And also you can see the image more easily when you go to select a shirt and all of that stuff.
I actually just hang my t-shirts.
So
I used to fold
kind of
specifically the way I learned how to fold at Mevins, California, at Rustow. I found that by hanging them, I get less creases, and I can see what they are better. Mm-hmm. And I just like that.
I just don't have that room.
All of my hoodies are hung up.
Yeah.
See, my hoodies are folded.
Oh, see, I've got my hoodies. Because the hoodies take up so much more room.
Yeah.
That you can fit 15 shirts in a small stack of a drawer.
I also don't have a
small stack of a drawer.
Amount of hoodies.
Okay, well, I've got a bunch of hoodies.
And I'm just now thinking of the amount
of drawer real estate that one hoodie takes up, you can put 8 shirts in.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So,
I also don't have drawers. I have I do have one level of drawers, but I have open spaces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have an open face dresser. and I do have a couple little
It's an undresser.
What do you call them? The cubby organizer bin things.
Yeah, yeah.
For like my socks and my underwear and bras and shit like that. But mostly it's just open space.
Yeah.
Hmm. I couldn't stand that.
Oh, I love it.
I want all of that to be behind a facade of beautiful hardwood.
Same. Same.
Feels more open to me.
Yeah. My sheets are never folded perfectly, but I'm the only person who can approximate folding sheets, fitted and otherwise.
Yeah.
I'm definitely the only person who knows what the technique of folding fitted sheets is supposed to be.
Again, my fitted sheets are folded with military precision.
Yeah. Mine are like 75% to 80% good.
Mm.
I mean, the whole folding thing, that's also why I don't iron.
Mm.
Because I am such a perfectionist at ironing that like it will take me a half an hour to do a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe and I had this conversation. We had this conversation for years. And then one day, a few months ago, he was like, show me how you iron a shirt. And half an hour later, he was like, yep, that would drive me insane. I would never do that.
Yeah.
He is also still very good at ironing and all the rest of that. But I'm like, nope, this part's not right.
I'm about to make your life infinitely worse.
Why?
I'm like, Jenna already hates me, dear listeners, for so many reasons. But
you
this is about to
all
be
of them.
Like the cherry on top of that sundae.
Mm-hmm.
I spritz mine with water and I throw them in the dryer for 5 minutes.
I'm not mad at that.
Mm. Oh, because they come out wrinkle free.
I have an iron.
They're wrinkle free, but they are not pressed.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
They are not. They don't have the sharpness.
That's true. Mm-hmm. they don't.
And I'm not mad at you doing that, but I am saying that is not the same result.
Yeah.
You need to know that.
I'm aware.
The only thing I've ironed in the past decade is my utility kilt.
To get the
pleats. The pleats nice and crisp. Yeah. But even my nice work shirts, I hang them up out of the dryer, and that's good enough.
I just don't own things that I need to iron.
Yeah.
That's also fair.
People have tried gifting me things that need ironing, and I'm like, cute.
I have a suit, and I wear it for special occasions, and it's hung up most of the time, and that hanging up keeps it in pretty good, crisp condition. I know how to iron. If I need to iron a shirt, I can do it in 5 minutes.
I have
no
ironed.
Problem.
Wait,
I can do it in half an hour, but it will be perfect.
Before my very first date as a 13-year-old, I ironed every piece of clothing I was going to wear for that date, including my underwear.
Oh, Lord. Okay, moving on. Closing thoughts.
You got yourself.
You asked, I delivered. Thank you so very much, Stefan, for sending in that Fast Five.
Still mad at you.
If you would like to send in that Fast Five, and you do, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. We know that you've got one knocking around in your head, even if you don't realize it, you do. So just go to the website and start typing. See what comes out. Yeah. You might be surprised.
Do some spring cleaning.
We definitely will. Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I'll give a shout-out to the Lake Auto Shop, previously a Goodyear. Mm-hmm. That's the place that I bring my car, and they're the ones that are willing to do the legwork to find cheaper catalytic converters anyway. So shout-out to them for just, you know, doing good.
Shout out to Awamni, which is a wonderful restaurant with a really awesome purpose and delicious food, extremely reasonable prices, and also to our server, Truly, who was amazing, absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They brought us espresso as an anniversary thing, a couple of free espressos.
So the cocktail bar that our friends sent my wife and I to while they were taking care of our kids, we got cocktails and we sat and talked, and then we were like, can we get the bill? And they were like, yes. And they took away our drinks and set two chocolate chip cookies in front of us.
Aww.
And we're like, that's just what you get here. And we were like, this is the best ever. we get cocktails and cookies?
Oh, that is a pretty good date. That is a pretty good date.
Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to Torque Brewing. They seem like a pretty rad place. They go do a D&D night. Go to a
Jester's show.
Jester's show. Go do a trivia night. Go do a bingo night. Check them out. Drink some stuff.
Cool.
Beers are pretty good too. Does anybody have anything to plug?
On 420, Vilification Tennis is doing their Vilification Tennis Gets High show.
All right. So that's coming up this Sunday. So
Sunday.
Get your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Coming up this Saturday, the 19th, is World Circus Day. Celebrate that by, I don't know, hugging a circus performer or something. But the weekend after that is April 26th. Is Festival of Friends. Ooh. That is at Lush Nightclub. That is going to be a bunch of the greatest acts from Festival, and also the drags will be there.
Holy shit.
It'll be drags, Naughty Body Brigade, and then some fuckers was going to swallow swords or some shit like that.
Love some fucker.
Yeah.
We've heard.
Had a date like that once.
I've read a bathroom wall.
I put that there.
No, seriously, go check that out. It's I think it's going to be a hoot and a holler, and you should definitely plan on attending that. Belly dancers, naughty, singing, and this guy.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you again, Stefan, for sending in that five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.